Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Boys Spin Podcast. I am your host, Ayush.
I'm Jacob.
I'm Connor.
And I'm Noah.
And here we talk about life, because we are men!
Alright, okay. So what are we doing today, boys?
We're answering deep questions, because we have nothing better to do with our lives.
Alright.
Deep.
Okay, but what about... Hear me out. Crack open a cold one, because it's time for the Boys to Men Podcast.
Dude, I already did. I have a fresh Snapple right here.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I had a hot tea.
Alcoholic drinks.
No. Like a cold, soft beverage or an iced tea.
Soft perhaps. Beverage?
Yeah, like a Snapple.
Yeah, crack open fresh Snapple.
We should have a...
not sponsored. Podcast. Not sponsored Snapple.
Wait, who's a Snapple? What's a Snapple?
Yeah, well,
we don't know that brand.
Yes. I call Snapple...
We are not affiliated with the company.
A soft apple brand. Is a Snapple.
As much as we'd like to be, we do not affiliate with Snapple.
Yes.
Not, we just at least love not... them.
I'm madly in love with them.
All right, Jacob, you want to hit us off with that question that we've been dying to hear?
Mm-hmm.
Good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Jacob. So, basically, we're doing questions that... can be thought about for a long amount of time, because that's what podcasts do, I guess.
Yeah, but we're not thinking for that long. We're thinking for like a couple seconds and answering, because that's just going to be a long time of quiet.
Yeah, just give me a 10-minute break. I got to think about this. Let me do the math.
The point of these questions is so that we can discuss over them. It's not much about thinking as much as it is talking.
Yeah. So think I'll of it like off. A Socratic seminar style.
Yes. The olden prep school days. Prepped me for this
taught us
very well.
They taught us. They prepared us for a podcast.
I am the seminar.
I mean, this is the only use I'm going to have
not
out of it.
Not yet.
All right, should I start off?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep, go ahead.
All right, we're going to start off simple, and I'm going to ask you, is cereal a soup?
Is cereal a soup?
Dang.
I mean, yeah, that's like saying when you pour milk in the cereal bowl, is it a broth, a sauce, or a drink or something, or a beverage?
Well a broth can be a drink. People drink broth.
People drink, like, it's like chicken broth, or like chicken, or maybe, what if it's a stock? Like
it's like cow stock. It's
you
really
put like chicken stock in a in like the little cartons, just like you do milk.
Yeah,
and you use it in a in like soups and in anything that has a more solid component than itself.
So
maybe it's a stock.
A stock,
milk stock.
That would be interesting.
Wait. So we're saying cereal is a stock.
Yeah, not like beef stock, like cow stock.
Yeah,
but
because it's like the juice is
Does
the stock have? Does like the broth have to be of the same like type of food as the actual main part of the soup?
I don't think so.
Okay,
because like you'll have, well, I guess you can just have like ramen noodles with chicken broth or chicken stock.
In case any of you weren't aware, I love ramen.
He is a ramen fanatic.
I have about
just gonna throw that in there casually.
450 packets of ramen. Not
you still
brag.
Do?
Yes.
Where are they? Like, do you just have them all boxed up?
They're actually still at my mom's
in his
house.
Nuclear bunker,
just sitting in your room.
It's his bomb bunker. He's waiting for
your bed.
He's ready for the apocalypse.
They are sitting in my mom's room, or in my mom's house somewhere. I'm not going to disclose where. For
just in case somebody
reasons.
Would,
for safety,
you know, come in there and take your ramen from you.
I wouldn't pass some people. And so, obviously, once I get my car, I'm going to have to drive there and get it all by myself. But
just withdraw some ramen.
So it is. Is it a stock? Have we concluded that
it's cow stock?
Through science,
I think it's
through science, cow stock? Through our scientific discovery within the last minute and a half.
Yes. So well, we're... I look as a cereal. I would say like cereal has a universal stock, which is milk. Mm-hmm. Like the crazy people who put
water
other substances.
Oh my
okay.
Imagine eating cereal. With
you don't.
Water.
You don't do that. We don't recognize on this council.
We don't do that.
Use water.
I've done it. I've done it before, but it was only because I was too small to actually like pick up the jug of water. So or the jug of milk. So I used a water bottle, and it did not taste good.
This was 2 months ago.
I'm too weak.
That was funny.
All right.
I don't. All right. So, are we in agreement? Because honestly, I don't know.
Because I think it's stock.
The milk part. The milk part is constant, right? But the cereal part is different. So, are we just saying that like you would use the same broth in different types of soup? Basically,
you can use this. You can use the same stock in different kinds of soup.
Okay. So I guess it's like a cold soup.
You can have miso.
And you can warm it up.
I mean,
you can boil the milk, let it curdle a bit.
That's literally just hot chocolate. In. Is
cocoa puffs and
it's hot chocolate. It's hot chocolate a soup.
Milk, cow stock.
So hot chocolate is a soup as well.
Actually, no.
No, that's a beverage.
Is entirely a beverage.
Yeah.
Okay. So where do we draw the line?
Well, sometimes you know you just crack open a carton of chicken stock and go to town on that, right? Like any other beverage. Right.
No comment.
Well, I'm just gonna throw
totally
this in
not
here.
Honor.
You got an interesting experience.
Apparently not.
do you need me to bring you some chicken stock? Are you thirsty?
I think I've got the greatest birthday present for Connor.
We all gotta get him like 80 cartons of chicken stock.
Hey Connor, I heard you like chicken stock. Happy birthday!
It's not even that. It's just a remnant bowl of broth from my ramen.
That's barely even
my
broth.
Favorite.
It's just powder and hot water.
Well,
that is chocolate milk. I mean, hot chocolate.
That is chocolate milk.
That is chocolate milk.
Ramen, hot chocolate water.
Today we found out that ramen is hot or chocolate milk confirmed.
Ramen is hot. I'm just gonna throw this in here. The definition of a stock is a savory cooking liquid. That's
milk.
Milk is savory.
I guess so. Milk has many uses, huh?
Yeah, you put it in mac and cheese.
Yeah.
I would consider that a cooking
mac
liquid.
And cheese is. Oh, yeah.
If you want to elevate your Kraft mac and cheese, pour some milk in there. That's life hack. Put it out there.
Milk and butter.
Yeah.
You can't
forget
about cheese, though.
Yeah.
Well, yes. That is that is one half of the mac and cheese. Yes.
Yeah. In order to make the best mac and cheese, make sure you add cheese.
Your cheese.
You can't forget the mac either.
Honestly.
Just have a plastic empty bowl with water in it
and cheese.
Now you could have
boiling
a bowl, or you could have mac and cheese with these ingredients.
I'm so confused.
You know what? I agree.
You just have like mac and cheese in your hand.
Yeah.
Yep. Or a bowl.
Feeding yourself like a goat.
It's like,
at the next mukbang, we're just gonna get mac and cheese by the handful. Make sure you wash your hands first.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not trying to get COVID from that.
From mukbang.
From a mukbang. I mean,
you mean demonetization disease?
Yeah, that.
Bat mukbang. Yuck.
What?
Yuck.
Oh, yuck.
Is that Goofy right here? You sounded like you had a question that you were about to ask.
I had a question?
Yeah.
I didn't have a question. I have a question ready.
You
but...
do have a question?
Yes, I do have a thoughted question.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can ask.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. The prompt there was to ask.
Okay, sorry. Okay, fine. Okay, here's the question. If you really learn from your mistakes, why are you so afraid to make them?
Oh. Ooh. Oh. I know exactly what website you got that from because I was looking them up too.
Let's go.
I guess maybe the only reason you wouldn't want to make a mistake is because you're happy the way you are, and making a mistake would, like, ruin something.
Yeah, or they just infer negative consequences, yeah. So you just don't want to do them.
And you have to learn. It's those negative consequences that you have to learn from. So it's good to learn from them, but to have them in the first place is, like, not ideal.
Yeah, yeah. I also feel like mistake kind of inherently means that you didn't do it on purpose. So mm-hmm. The whole point of you doing it without any, like, reason is what makes you learn from it, because they'll kind of teach you not mm-hmm. make that accident again or do some of that sort. And that sound is so calming.
Is that an Ikea in the background?
Yeah. I have the same washer as you, Connor.
Good to know.
We're
one and the same, you and I.
I guess, yeah,
basically
I guess
the same person.
Might as well be, yeah.
Connor actually is in Noah's house right now.
Yeah, we're just in different recording closets.
Yeah.
You took my sister's room. Oh, hey, can I come over to record? We don't have to be in the same room.
That would defeat the purpose.
No, we're doing the same thing here.
Yeah, but why would you have to go over to the person's house?
To record in the recording closet, the professional grade.
I mean, when we elevate this podcast to the mukbang level, we'll have to be in the same room eating the same food.
That is fair. Yeah,
you don't have talking to
about that. Food.
We'll each take a different closet in my house.
Your parents would be so weirded out by that. Like, they've been weirded out by stuff that we've done.
Yeah, they just walk into their
they just walk into the closet and see you eating something.
Ayush.
Talking to yourself.
What are you doing?
Rocking back and forth.
It's a whole different meaning to coming out of the closet right there.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Moving on.
Okay. All right. I got a question.
Okay. Wait, what was Ayush's question? Oh, yeah,
The mistake.
Yeah.
The mistake, yes.
The accident.
Yes.
Jacob, you know much about this.
Oh, my God.
You really went there, huh? You really went there, huh?
Hey, well, you know, you didn't know the question, so. Well,
luckily for you, I was a honeymoon baby.
No, yeah. That's fair enough.
Wow, Jacob's really revealing himself today. Loves ramen, is a honeymoon baby.
That's all you really need to know, to be honest. Like, nice to meet you.
I feel much closer to you now, Jacob.
Yeah.
I look forward to this kind of content on our podcast. I almost said channel, like this is YouTube or something. No. Okay, so if you could, which cartoon character would you vote into presidency, and what would their slogan be, and what would their policies be?
Is Kanye a cartoon character?
Kanye is not a cartoon
character.
Last
I checked, he is a real living person.
Well, yeah, but has he ever been in a cartoon?
He was in a music video, and he was animated.
Well, I mean, that's like saying Shaquille O'Neal's a cartoon character, because he was in that one Uncle Grandpa episode.
Wasn't he also in, like, Space Jam?
Yes.
Yeah, well, Michael Jordan.
Okay. Well, I've never seen Space
Jam.
I thought Shaq was in it.
You haven't seen Space Jam?
No.
What?
Wow. Boys movie night.
Boys movie night. We're going to... Hey, next podcast is us reviewing Space Jam. But we all got
to
be
watch along with Space Jam in the background.
Pirating Space Jam.
Yeah, just Space Jam, but just the audio.
Close your eyes and imagine the movie.
Now imagine Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny. They're on a court. I thought that was going to go somewhere, but it didn't. Okay, but like, actually, though.
Okay, Garfield, I Hate Mondays.
I Hate Mondays.
Solid.
Pretty solid.
Is he going to abolish Mondays?
Yes, because I hate Mondays, too. Which means, Mondays. Now I'm thinking about it, if you remove Mondays, will people just start hating Tuesdays? Because Monday will be like Sunday, and then you'll be like, oh, dang, the weekday starting Tuesday is going to start.
Everyone would just hate Tuesdays.
But where does the time of Monday go into? Like, where does that time go if we remove Monday?
Where does it go?
Do you add an extra 24 hours to Sunday? Or...
No, it's just Monday's its own part of the weekend.
Does that mean there's minus 24 hours in a week? Like there's
no it. What it just means that your week that your week like day would be 4 days, and your weekend will be 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days meaning that 24 hours would be removed from the week and put into the weekend.
Okay, you're making it really complicated. Yes, that is exactly what I said. A whole day is 24 hours, yeah. And that's added to your weekend.
I think because of the fact that the week is shorter now, people would not hate Tuesdays as much as they hate Mondays.
They would still hate it, but not as much.
Yeah, it would be a lesser version of Monday. Because people just don't have feelings about Tuesday normally. You know?
It's kind of just there.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Also,
Connor, who would you pick?
Okay, go ahead. That's fine.
Maybe like Peter Griffin.
Oh, family that... guy. Let's go.
Yeah, he would just say something like "Hey Lois."
Hey Lois.
Yeah.
And what are his thoughts?
Or maybe Joe Swanson. He could, because he could wheel his way up there, and then he would like give a very inspirational speech, and then at the end of it, he'd be like, "Hey Peter," and then everyone would get his vote.
Peter.
He would have everyone's vote.
What about Quagmire?
He could be VP. Because he'll giggity giggity get it done, you know.
Oh my gosh. I honestly don't trust him in a position of power.
He would giggity giggity. I can't even speak right now.
Also, wasn't there that weird quote that Joe Swanson said, like about Congress? Like, okay, hold on, I'm gonna look it up. I remember there's something weird about him saying something about Congress. So,
yeah, what are Joe Swanson's policies, Connor? What does
PP
he want
inspection mandatory?
Oh my goodness!
Daily inspection,
PP inspection mandatory.
It
would be federally run, so the police would knock on your door at like 8 a.m. every morning.
That would solve.
And then he would personally be there. He would be the personal inspector, so you could be like, "Whoa!"
He just wheel himself in your house.
Whoa.
What's the guy's name from that movie?
Kronk.
Kronk.
I want him as president.
Kuzco. Kuzco's president for Kuzco.
And then
we all know the quote you're referring to.
I don't...
He's the enforcer of mandatory PP inspection.
Because that's definitely an actual quote from the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's canon. It's canonized.
Mm-hmm. I would put him as president, and I would put Benson Dunwoodie from Regular Show as vice president. The gumball machines will always...
Why would you want him as VP? Why?
Because...
He's so strict.
Exactly.
He's like Mike Pence.
Yeah, maybe Rigby instead.
No. Yes. I would not want Rigby in any form of power at all whatsoever.
What? Is it because he's one of the only brown characters?
No, Jacob. Nothing wrong with brown people, I promise. I'm just clarifying that he is...
Not the same color as you?
No.
Is that something that matters when you vote,
absolutely,
Jacob?
Absolutely not.
Do you always take that into consideration?
I have been stitched up here. I hope none of this goes into court for some reason.
Yeah, when you're running for president, yeah, in the near future.
I clearly am running for president.
Rigby's gonna bring this up.
They're gonna bring this up and they're gonna be like, you clearly can't trust him.
He clearly doesn't like raccoons.
Yeah.
Jacob,
yes.
What are Kronk's policies?
What are Kronk's policies?
What does he want from his presidency? What is he gonna do for the world? Is he gonna mandatory poison?
every single political person has to have a devil and an angel on their shoulder.
With the Kronk voice, of course.
With the Kronk voice, of course, yes.
Yeah. And they I could to, get down with that.
That way, it's a. You know, every decision made by government is balanced and for the people.
Ah, yes.
And not for the government.
And, but why stop at just the
politicians? That is how America
works. Why can't
works.
Everyone have.
Wait, what?
Why can't everyone have Kronk on their shoulders?
You can if you're upper middle class and above.
But why not the lower class? What is this schism?
What's wrong with poor people? What?
They're not, are they not worthy of the Kronk? Hey.
No, they only have the good angel so that they can rise into the classes.
And then and then as soon as they become like rich and powerful, they get the devil.
Say hello to the devil.
We live in a society.
Welcome to America.
This is America.
We're not allowed to continue that because of copyright reasons.
Oh yeah. But if it's sung really,
that's
really
just
badly.
A statement.
That is so true. That is a fact. Yes.
We are, in fact, in America.
This location we are all convened at on the Earth is America.
Yeah. Whoa, you're giving away our location. China wants to know your location.
Oh, shoot.
It's okay. There's already
weather like... wants to know your location.
I know who you think should be the dude in charge.
I believe that... We should have Clone Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi as president.
Elite.
And probably, who would balance him out well?
Russian Yoda.
Okay, if anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, there's an episode of the Clone Wars where there's this Yoda-like short Jedi.
He
speaks with a Russian accent.
Thank you, Connor.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're looking for another Yoda, I mean, like, that's how you describe him. He's white, not green.
Yeah.
It's not racist.
Is there anything wrong with green Yoda being in presidency?
No, he's just not Russian.
I don't think he would make a good president.
Yeah, he's not Russian.
He's always clouded by the Force. But, you know, Russian Yoda... He would make good president or vice president.
Also, it would take Yoda like 50,000 years to finish a speech. It's like, he's not... this is must you do.
Wouldn't he just say it? It's not like he's...
Yeah, but every other phrase, they would have the filler with in between it.
Mandatory inspection there will be.
Mandatory inspection there is.
Open your door, FBI agents.
FBI, open door. Mandatory pee-pee inspection.
He is present at every single inspection.
Yes.
He just watches.
They clone Yoda so that he could be there for every single person at the same time.
So,
congratulations.
You Russian... passed the mandatory vibe check.
This is a small Russian dude in a Yoda costume.
Whoa.
So
lightsaber
the Russian Yoda,
you have there.
Russian, oh my god.
Oh god.
One with the Force you are.
Okay, Obi-Wan Kenobi and Russian Yoda. That's who would. That this is the presidency I'd look for in the future.
Obi-Wan's a master diplomat,
and he's also a master at sarcasm. All the times you roast Anakin, literally.
Literally.
It took a sec to land.
All right, should we move on to the next question, boys? Yeah. All right. Once again, food-based. This one might be a little shorter than the soup one. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Is a hot dog a sandwich? This is the same question, different phrasing.
I mean, it's one piece of bread.
Completely.
Let's be honest here. It is one piece of bread. If anything, it's closer to a taco than anything.
Shake Shack has their burgers with a bun that has a hinge. Isn't a hot dog bun just a hinged bun?
Last I checked, a sandwich consists of two pieces of bread. Hot dog only has one.
And if you separate your hot dog bun before you put the sausage or dog in it,
which is some people might do that, you know.
Yeah, give me Glizzy or give me death. No. That's what I'm saying.
I honestly would say that it's more of a sub because subs kind of have the same featurette as a hot dog.
So
sort of.
So the difference between a hot dog and a sub and a sandwich is the fact that the bread is connected.
But you also have to take into consideration which way the bread is facing. In a sub, it is they're parallel, connected from the left side. Whereas in a taco, they're both parallel facing up, connected from the bottom.
Well, hold on, I'm confused. Where did a taco come in?
No,
they're the same shape.
Connor said that.
Well, Noah brought up taco, but I kind of agreed with him because it's shaped exactly like a taco.
Yeah, exactly. And you can put many different condiments on it. And, like, you can put, like, onions and stuff on it. You can put onions on tacos. I don't know where that was going. I thought I had a statement there, but not in case. The mind. So sub or taco, pros and cons.
Pros and cons.
A sub is with bread, and a taco is not with bread.
It's with flour based casing.
It could also be corn based.
They're basically made.
That's true.
Sorry,
taco doesn't necessarily mean it has to be corn based, though.
It doesn't necessarily mean it has to be flour.
Yeah, there can be corn-based bread, Jacob.
Wait, what?
I mean, there's potato bread. there's potato bread, isn't there?
Yeah,
that's also a vegetable.
Bread is now a vegetable.
I mean,
yes, bread is a vegetable. I'm glad we're getting the real hard-hitting facts out here tonight.
Honestly, that's what this podcast is for.
Yeah. We want to inform our viewer.
Yeah, we're changing lives.
This is what it means to be a man, and coming from a boy to a man.
Is learning that
bread is a vegetable.
Taco and bread is a vegetable.
Yeah, we discuss real topics here,
clearly.
The things that matter.
Socrates will be proud.
Bread vegetable.
Yeah, thousands of years of human evolution to bring us here. He would be proud.
But to this very moment. Connor, did you prepare any questions today for us?
No, because
because Jacob.
Yeah, because Jacob said he did, and then you said you did.
Oh yeah, I've
got a couple more too, but for another time as well.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, this should be a recurring segment.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yes,
maybe a monthly special.
A monthly special? Okay. We can also do a Q&A. And I'm thinking about we can get
we need the people listeners to ask us questions to do that.
We need people to listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
To get these. Honestly, yeah, shout out to everyone who's listening to this. You guys are real G's, okay? Shout out
on to a all side two note, of you. We would like to thank our fans. Every single one of you. You're all the real ones. We wouldn't be where we are today if it weren't for you.
I'd like to take this opportunity to mention our sponsors. I can't actually say anyone because that'd be...
Today, you know, we're sponsored by...
The empty wallets of college students.
The empty wallets of college
students. Crippling debt.
Oh, yeah.
If you'd like to try crippling debt for free, go to college today.
Go to college.
Use the promo code BOYS2MEN.
Yes.
Did you guys notice that I had left the podcast?
Room? Yeah.
Yes, but we don't break the fourth wall here.
Okay. Yeah. No. Why? And,
you also asked if we could hear you. I think.
I did.
Yes, but we moved on.
but you didn't respond, and so that's why I left, was so that I could rejoin.
Oh. My bad.
Whoops. You know, it didn't seem important at the time, so I just decided to ignore it.
We're missing one of our members. Whatever.
Like he just dips halfway through.
Can you guys hear me? Someone responds.
I'll die.
Goodbye. I'm no longer a part of the podcast.
Yes, because not being able to participate in a half of a podcast means instant death.
Yes. Well, you know, might as well. If I can't be in all of it. All right. This is the biggest question. What everything has been leading towards.
Oh, really? Time.
Not at all. It's just completely... what's the word? Cut off from any of the other questions. But what is the weirdest historical fact, or like the most bizarre historical fact that you guys have ever heard?
Well, it's not a historical fact, but Scotland's national animal is the unicorn.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Do they have unicorns there?
I mean, I've never been to Scotland, so I guess I can't say. But
that's sound logic to me.
Yeah.
I remember in 10th grade, we were learning about Napoleon, and my teacher told me, well, not me, the entire class, that he was once attacked by a bunch of bunnies.
Oh, wow.
He was attacked by bunnies?
Yeah, like a horde of bunnies.
Did he escape?
No.
Riveting.
That's how he died.
That was the story.
He's now the Easter Bunny.
He was mauled by...
And that is how the Easter Bunny was born.
Sorry, kids. It's actually Napoleon.
Yeah, where do you guys think the last segment of Monty Python and the Holy Grail came from?
Yep. And Santa is just Satan.
Oh.
It's like speaking of which, the weirdest... fact I've ever heard from history is what Saint Nicholas is the saint of. I am not at liberty to say that on this podcast, but if you want to know, look it up in your own free time.
Oh yeah, wasn't there something that like Saint Nicholas was like at a dinner or something and he like beat the crap out of one dude?
He punched him.
I vaguely remember this.
Yeah.
We learned this in eighth grade.
All right. Well, I guess we'll have to look it up afterwards because I don't actually remember. I think I know, but I'm not sure. So the weirdest fact I know is that during World War II, the Nazis would give their soldiers meth so that they'd stay awake and didn't have to eat much. And so, you know, you just had a bunch of soldiers cranked up on meth piloting their tanks. And so you had this entire Panzer unit that wouldn't listen to their reporting officers, and they broke the line and almost went all the way into this like the center of France, and they only stopped once the big man himself, who I guess we probably shouldn't say on the podcast,
the big man.
If you don't know what I'm talking about,
the man who ruined a mustache. For everyone else 3 years to come. I'm not allowed to have that mustache now.
It's a nice mustache. I'm just saying. Like, Charlie Chaplin did it well.
Yeah, Charlie Chaplin. We'll call him Charlie.
The Charlie stache. Yeah,
the Chaplin imposter.
Chaplin.
Oh, yes.
The one. The art.
Yeah, they only stopped because they got direct orders from him.
From Charlie Chaplin.
From Charlie Chaplin, yeah.
That sounds great.
German gave their soldiers.
Yeah. Kids, nice. Don't take drugs. We don't condone drugs here.
As you say, that sounds. No, by the
way. I was thinking, like, you just sit in college late at night, you gotta finish your homework. Drugs. And you're just like, you know what? I don't know what else to do. Let's take some meth. You know, don't do that.
You gotta finish the war at 8, but finish homework at 9.
When you gotta finish your senior thesis.
Oh gosh, senior thesis. And I think I have one more. I'm not
sure. Well, a historical fact is that the Nazis were the first manufacturer of Volkswagen.
Ooh, that's actually true.
Yeah.
Did you know that the shoe companies Puma and Adidas were started by not sponsored, of course, by two brothers. Charlie Chaplin imposter and Charlie Chaplin imposter's brother.
No, that's not true.
No, it is nice. True. It's true.
I don't think it's true.
That they're both German brands.
Yeah, Adidas is German.
Yeah, but I don't think it's made by Charlie Chaplin imposter. I could be wrong.
It wasn't made expressly by Charlie.
Charlie Chaplin sitting in his, you know, office while other things are happening. You don't want to just making these shoes.
How are these shoes?
Z-shoes.
Have Z-shoes passed the inspection?
Maybe the shoes would like to take a shower.
We're trying to finish the podcast. Oh, gosh.
Connor, what part of
what? They didn't pass inspection. No, yeah,
yeah, the PP test.
PP inspection.
Yeah, let us pack the shoes up on the train. We're going to distribute them now.
We're going to hell, is where we're going.
Yeah,
I don't think.
No, just Connor. Just Connor.
Just Connor.
What? Just Connor. That's not how that works.
All right, let's restart again.
Jeez. What?
Anybody have a historical fact that's not Connor?
I stated a real fact. The first manufacturer of Volkswagen were the Nazis.
World War II. No.
Yeah, how about move away from World War II? Charlie Chaplin imposter, brother jokes.
I've got a question. Do blind people see dreams?
Sure.
I feel like this has already been disproven.
Well, I mean, I don't think you mean people who are born blind.
Yes, people who are born blind.
Yeah, they've seen like things. I don't know if they see like
what would they be able to see
real
though?
Things. I don't know. I'm not blind.
Well, most of the time, your dreams are based on like what you like see, like the stuff that you see with your eyes. Your brain kind of like regurgitates it into a dream. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if their dreams are. No offense to blind people, but like just like black, like darkness, like and they just hear sounds.
Well, no. I mean, blind people have said that they like quote unquote see stuff in their dreams, but because they've never actually seen anything, they don't know how to describe it.
I've seen some studies of people who were like born blind and then gained their sight or something,
mm-hmm.
and they had dreams. And once they like described them, they described them similar to objects in the world.
Yeah, because they can feel things, and then they can figure out what the object looks like by feeling.
Actually, no, that's not true.
Really?
Yeah, there's study on blind people like having like their sense of touch and trying to identify an object by looking at it once they once again regain sight. It was a similar study, and they had like they could take this mug that I'm holding right now, that you guys don't obviously see, and I can touch this and feel the ceramic or whatever, and look at it and I know it's a mug, they couldn't do that. They felt the ceramic. They did not know mug.
They don't know mug.
No, mug.
Mugness. The essence of mug. It's like bee. The essence of bee is bee-ness.
To mug is mug. Speaking of bees and the bee-isms, we should watch the bee movie.
Honestly, I was actually thinking of electing him as president earlier.
Barry Benson.
Yes.
Barry Benson. All right. Yeah, we answered the questions. The world knows the truth now.
Yep.
As you can see, this is
red.
Liked. Bread is a vegetable. A vegetable.
Yeah, we figured out that bread is a vegetable. In fact, yes. When made from potatoes.
Potatoes.
But aren't potatoes a starch?
Let's not.
I mean, they're a vegetable that grows from the ground.
Aren't they a root?
I mean,
because a carrot is technically not a vegetable; it's a root.
Well, that's like calling a banana an herb, because it comes from an herb.
It comes from a tree.
Banana comes from a tree.
No. I mean, yes, it does come from a tree. But like, I know.
When was the last time you ate a banana straight off the bush, out of the ground? What's your point, Connor?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I just know that it's slightly considered an herb because of certain reasons.
Isn't that also a berry or something? Like, the only real berries are watermelons, bananas, blueberries.
Wait, are watermelons considered?
Watermelons are considered berries.
I thought they were the ones that weren't.
Yeah, I thought they were. Yeah, I thought they weren't.
Well, they're not actually melons. Hold up. Can somebody look this up? Confirm for me that watermelons are berries?
I guess watermelons are berries.
Let me look it up.
Huh. They have...
Oh, because of the rind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Counts as a skin.
Cucumbers are berries? Pumpkins are berries, too.
Ooh, and squash. And cantaloupes.
And big berries. What actually is a melon? Is a melon just... Are all melons just berries?
I guess. Cucumbers, squashes, and watermelons are all under the melon family, but they are berries.
It is a berry, but it's a special kind of berry called a pepo.
A pepo.
Or a pepo. I don't know.
Pepo.
Peppa Pig.
Look at this. We're educating the listeners.
See,
this is your educational fact for the day. The more
like
you
Dora
know.
The Explorer.
We're like,
how do I cross the bridge?
Border. Oh.
Pepos are a special type of berry that have a tough rind, multiple flat seeds, and pulpy flesh. Mm-hmm. Now you know.
That does describe many melons. In almost all of them.
Melon. Well, watermelon.
As enticing as this melon talk is, I have to yoink on out of here.
What a surprise. It's around time for the podcast to end, too.
Hey, what are the odds?
It's that time of the podcast. We do the outro.
When we actually have music, that'll sound a lot better.
Yes. Yes. Assume someone is to give us our music.
We're not getting that music. We're not getting that music.
We're not getting that. Soon. Okay. Well, I guess it's time to end.
Thank you for watching. I love
you. Like, comment, and subscribe.
I feel like this one, we're just going to confuse it.
I deeply love everyone.
Connor, say the thing.
He doesn't say it. It's an actual, like, voice clip that's sticking in the end.
Well, say the thing.
No. Okay, that's not how that works.
Okay, fine,
what's the thing?
There's a voice clip that I say at the end of every podcast to just let the viewers know that of my endearment towards them.
Oh.
And if you listen to the podcast, oh, you would know.
Ooh, someone's not been listening.
He's in trouble.
Ooh, I'm sorry. Okay. Next time I'll go listen to the podcast, you know, because I love listening to myself.
All right, next time on Beyblade.
Not a sponsor. Not a sponsor.
The dead company. Not sponsored by Disney.
Hey, they're not dead.
Sponsored by Blockbuster.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck, everyone, and have fun.
Yes. Stay safe. Wash your hands.
Look out for those Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, they're disgusting and dirty.
I love you.